Good morning and welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for devotion for today.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 19th day in the month of January 2026. The Lord is good and kind to us, and that's why we've come with our hearts of gratitude this morning to say thank you, Jesus. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Irreversible Blessings. Irreversible Blessings. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 26 from our Open Heaven Manual, There Shall Be Showers of Blessings. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 11 to chapter 13. And our memory verse is taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 13 to 14, which says, For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. Our Bible reading is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 7 from verse 1 to 16. 2 Samuel chapter 7 from verse 1 to 16. From verse 1 it reads, And it came to pass when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now I dwell in an house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtain. And Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in thy heart, for the Lord is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shall thou build me an house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle, in all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, speak I a word with any of the tribe of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why build ye not me an house of cedar? Now therefore so shall thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheep court, from following the sheep, and to be the ruler over my people, over Israel, and I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thy enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time, and as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thy enemies. Also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house, and when thy days be fulfilled, and thou sheep sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of the bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will build his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee, and thy house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, In today's Bible reading, God told David, even if your son offends me, after you have died, I will only discipline him. I will not take my mercy away from him. I will establish your throne forever, no matter what happens. This is why Jesus, the King of Kings, introduced himself as the root and the offspring of David in Revelation 22, verse 16. That is a very good example of an irreversible blessing. When you read today's Bible reading closely, you will notice that God's pronouncement came after David decided to build him a house. This was something no one had ever done for him before then. In Genesis 22 from verse 1 to 8, God gave Abraham a little test by asking him to sacrifice his son. When Abraham passed the test, God swore by himself to bless him. By myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed, as the stars of the heavens and the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. God did not need to swear, because once he speaks, it is done. However, he swore to show that the blessings he was pronouncing over Abraham could not be reversed. This tells us that in order to get an irreversible blessing from God, you have to do something that will touch his heart. God can bless you irreversibly when you do something that impresses him. Another person who can pronounce an irreversible blessing on you is your father. In Genesis 27 from verse 30 to 33, the Bible says that not long after Isaac blessed Jacob, Esau returned from hunting. When their father discovered that he had blessed the wrong fellow, he told Esau that Jacob had been blessed and that the blessing could not be reversed. When you read the passage closely, you will also notice that Jacob got this irreversible blessing just after he had made a special meal that pleased his father. If you can do something that pleases your father, such that he blesses you from his heart, the blessing will be irreversible. I pray that God will give you irreversible blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's open heaven comes with an action point that says, do something really special for your father or a father figure in your life today and ask him to bless you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalashredder.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalashredder.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful week today. Bye-bye.